Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and thriving is what we are all about. Today, we're going to take you on a journey. A journey to a place that I have so wanted to go and have not yet been able to visit. But we're going to do this with two incredible individuals, people that not only help other people live life full out, but folks that are passionate about taking each and every one of us on journeys that will open us up and enable us to step into our greatness. Today, joining me here today is Dr. Friedman Chalp, who has been a regular on the show, and Danielle Rama Hoffman. And both of them are going to be taking us by the hand. They're going to take us on a tour, a body, mind, spirit tour, to the magical, mystical place of Egypt. Today, we're going to talk about, you know, what these journeys are like. Why Egypt? What is going on there right now? What is the popularity with 2010 and 2012, and why is all of this part of a divine intervention? So I would love to introduce you to both Dr. Friedman Chalp and, of course, Danielle. Friedman has been part of our programming now for several years. He was an extraordinary contributor to Dr. Pat's Holistic Makeover. He works with people across the globe to help them get beyond their limitations. He's the founder of Cellular Wisdom. You're going to hear a little bit about, you know, his story and his journey. But he also has created a personal breakthrough and empowerment program. He's known for it. It is his trademark. It is something that he helps people use to get through autoimmune diseases, get through smoking, stress, anxiety, depression, you name it. And so you're going to hear from him today, as well as Danielle Rama Hoffman, someone who has been so powerful of a presence in the healing community. Today you're going to meet her and learn about energy intuitive, learn about what the Egyptian mysteries hold for us, learn about her upcoming book, and most importantly, learn how you can join both of these incredible people on this journey yourself. Welcome to the show, both of you.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, you know, the journey. So many people right now are in the throes of their own personal journeys. And I know, Dr. Chalp, you work with so many people that come to you and say, you know, here I am. I know I can do better. I know that there's more for me. And yet they don't know how to even begin. You know, how does your work and the work with Danielle, what have you put together to help people become independently free spiritually and otherwise through these tours?
Well, these tours are really transformational tours in a lot of ways, and the people that come on those tours, some of them absolutely have this feeling of, I know there is more for me in life and I just don't know how to get it, but some are also just the seekers that feel that they want to gain deeper insights into themselves and want to find out, who am I and what is my greater purpose? And so this journey to Egypt is an immersion over 2 weeks where we do deep inner work, and we are in a surrounding, in a context of these sacred sites in Egypt that I believe make this inner work even more potent. The energies in the temples and the energies in the sacred sites have been set up this way by the ancient Egyptians to have a transformational experience. I mean, there have been ceremonies, meditations, and so on done in those places for 2,000 years. So they have been designed to help people to gain a higher level of consciousness, and that's basically what our journeys are about, helping people not only to experience Egypt, but also to get a deeper experience of themselves.
And, you know, part of this is, you know, both of you putting your energies together. And, Danielle, I want to welcome you to the show. It's been a while since we've talked. I know there is lots going on in your world and what you've created. But you've kind of had your own opening. You've kind of had your own release, so to speak. Tell us about how your personal journey this past year has led you to even have a deeper understanding of Egypt.
Well, I've been going to Egypt now since 2002 and have really just felt like it was home for me. And I guess in 2005, when I was in Egypt, I really got the strong guidance to bring in a body of work about the temple mysteries. You know, there's a lot out there about the gods and goddesses of Egypt. There's a lot out there about the Egyptology and the archaeology, but there really hasn't been anything about the temples. And so I began to connect to the temples, and they began to connect to me as alive allies, spirit beings that had a transmission of heart teachings to share. And so by interacting so consistently with these temples and these heart teachings, I grew on a personal level and have written a book that's being published by Inner Traditions this November called The Temples of Light, and it's been an internal and an external journey for sure.
Well, this is really, you know, wonderful how we step out to help other people, and what we find is our own expansion abilities just come to the table. And, you know, I wanted to ask both of you, because you could have picked anywhere in the country to put your energy, your time, your healing practices, both of you. And I know, Danielle, with you, you know, you're also, you know, the founder of RememberToBreathe.com. So why Egypt? You know, so many of us are so drawn to Egypt. Many of us don't know why, but why Egypt?
Well, our Egypt website is EgyptIsCalling.com, and I think that that really sums it up, because Egypt calls. You know, I spoke to a woman yesterday, and she just was all of a sudden, 4 days ago, was like, you know, she'd wanted to go to Egypt, but Egypt was calling, and she just had this intuition, and she needed to go. And so I think that there's something, a deep inner calling that really is why Egypt, you know.
And whenever we go to Egypt, you know, the people we are working with welcome each and every one of us with welcome home. And what that basically, you know, for us always means is you go home to your roots. You go home where, you know, we all on some level came from, and that really, that's how it feels, and that's how people also experience Egypt. It's so natural. It's so, you know, from the distance, it feels like, wow, this is, you know, northern Africa, you know, something, the Orient, and that's probably a complete culture shock. But that's not the case when you're actually there. And people just feel in general not only welcome, they feel at home. They feel natural. And there is a space in Egypt that allows you to expand to your real size. It's like you're no longer contracted, you're no longer feeling stifled or smaller or tense. You're actually able to expand, and that's what feels so great in Egypt.
So, you know, when I think about the work that you do, and for those of you just tuning in, as I said before, Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today, and Danielle Rama Hoffman as well, we're talking about healing. We're talking about healing journeys. You know, I wanted to ask you about the work that you do, you know, Friedman, about, you know, how you work with individuals every day that come to you from a place of stuckness. And, Danielle, I want to ask you the same question. How do you weave the healing work that you do into the journeys?
Well, I work with clients on the deeper root causes of stuckness. You know, there is certainly a lot of work out there that helps people with more behavioral techniques to overcome stuckness. But I always feel if we are not going to the deepest root cause of why we are held back and what does hold us back, we will eventually fall back in other grooves that limit us. And those deeper root causes are on the level of the subconscious, and they're really in a deeper level than our intellect or our conscious mind can explain. And so by working with clients, it's really important to go to those inner blocks, emotional blocks, these limiting beliefs blocks, these inner conflict blocks, and remove those blocks, but learn in the process of it. And what happens then is not that you only are freer. The beauty, and this is also what happens in Egypt, you learn to know yourself better. You learn to appreciate yourself better. And I see this all the time, the real power to be successful and the real power to create your life comes really from a place of self-love and self-appreciation. And that's really what the goal of this work is, to learn to know and to learn to love yourself. And when you can do that, then there are no limitations. Everything is possible.
Wow. Danielle, I know this has been an important, this upcoming trip is very important to you. This directly relates to your work, doesn't it?
It does. And, you know, from my perspective with my background in energy medicine, you know, everything is energy, everything is vibration. And so by aligning with the higher vibration, and I think that Egypt really is a naturally alive place with these pockets or portals of higher vibration, then we entrain to that place where health and joy and happiness and fulfillment and remembering happens. So this upcoming journey, and I think you mentioned it in the intro, you know, it's a lot of people are talking about 2012 and how consciousness is shifting. And so I think that this next journey is also a step towards that. You know, every time we're there, I feel like the people on the journey are having their experience, and then it's broadcasting out to the planet.
Oh, absolutely. You know, when we come back from break, Daniel Rama Hoffman is joining us here today. Danielle and Dr. Friedemann Schaub, of course, are getting ready to take us on and incredible initiatory journey to Egypt's temples of light. When we come back, Danielle is going to share what temple of light really means. What are the teachings of the temples of light? And, you know, how does all of this reflect the theme for this May 2010 tour, which we'll give you lots of information about. So fasten your seatbelt as you take the journey with us. And we go through the teachings, the power, and the possibilities of the temples of light. We'll be right back.
Put me down upon my knees. Oh, I beg and please.
Is Egypt calling you? Join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman for an initiatory journey to Egypt, May 2010. Picture yourself meditating in the Great Pyramid, cruising down the Nile on a private sailing yacht, and exploring ancient temples in exclusive visits. For a journey that expands your consciousness and opens your heart, call 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com.
Introducing the featured re-release of Kat James' Grassroots best-selling book, The Truth About Beauty, Transform Your Looks and Your Life from the Inside Out. The Truth About Beauty represents the most comprehensively researched and inspiring body and beauty guide to date. It's been called a masterpiece by New York Magazine's two-time Nutritionist of the Year, Oz Garcia, and a path to personal triumph by former Glamour publisher Suzanne Grimes. The re-release edition of this modern health and beauty classic features 40% new material, including James' long-awaited recipes from her acclaimed Total Transformation programs, plus her living formula for freedom from food obsession, state-of-the-art natural skin, supplement, and anti-aging strategies, and a natural product resource guide called Worth Its Weight in Gold by Marie Claire Magazine. If you're ready to get serious, get the truth about beauty and transform yourself today, visit informedbeauty.com.
Margaret McElroy is an internationally recognized psychic, medium, and gifted spiritual teacher, graduating hundreds of students from five continents. a popular magazine and newspaper clairvoyant from nearly a dozen publishing houses, she's authored 8 books and hosted syndicated radio shows on over 30 stations around the world. Margaret says there's never been such a thirst for metaphysical knowledge. Check out her website at margaretmcelroy.com. That's Margaret, MCELROY.com.
Hi, this is Anna Luque, author of The Yogurt Diet. Based on scientific research, this lifestyle has been carefully formulated to promote weight loss and boost the immune system. The Yogurt Diet will help you achieve overall balance and radiant health, even if you suffer from lactose and gluten intolerance, yeast infections, digestive problems, and more. Consuming yogurt daily is an excellent way to optimum health and ideal weight, and the yogurt I recommend is Greek God's Greek Yogurt. So thick and creamy. Greek God's yogurt is simply yogurtlicious. Greek God's yogurt is full of probiotic bacteria, good for overall health. And it's made with all natural ingredients in the same tradition yogurt has been made in Greece for centuries.
Try the Greek God's popular honey yogurt or the tangy yet subtly sweet pomegranate. Don't forget to try the new Greek God's kefir cheese spread. Great for dips or as a healthy substitute for sour cream. Be happy. Go Greek. Experience the myth.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show. For more information about us, go to www.thedrpatshow.com, thedrpatshow.com, or simply go to Dr. Pat Live, drpatlive.com. Wow. You know, Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman is taking us on a journey. We are exploring the mysteries of ancient Egypt. We're expanding our consciousness, and they are literally going to take you there May 9th through the 23rd. Right now, you're going to experience the what I like to call the energy and the vibration that this upcoming trip is going to be about. And to take us on that journey, Danielle is going to talk about what these temples of light are, why this has been such an inspiration for her, and you're going to get to hear, wow, just an excerpt, or I don't know, Danielle, do we call it a guiding meditation from your upcoming book?
Yes, that's a good thing to call it.
Well, let's talk about the temples of light. Apparently, you have been energetically integrated into this culture, into this journey. Tell us what the teachings are.
Well, the teachings are from 13 of the sacred temples in Egypt, and so each temple has a different message or a different theme. Like, for example, the Temple of Saqqara is about abundance, and the Temple of Abydos is about remembering. And so each temple has a different theme, and it covers everything from everyday life struggles with love or money or health, as well as the deeper questions of enlightenment and our divine origin. And, you know, one of my favorite temples of light is the Sphinx, and I think that's often associated with, when people think of Egypt, they think about the Sphinx and they think about the pyramids, and, you know, people have talked about the Sphinx being a library of consciousness and where, you know, the halls of Amenti are and information is stored, and it's where we start our journey, our physical journey in Egypt, and it's also in the book. And when you interact with the Sphinx, it's like interacting with your fully realized self. You get this transmission or this download that draws to you those perfect people, places, and experiences. And so with the book, there is a CD included that has a guided journey to the Sphinx. And so I thought, since we can go on an inner and an outer journey, that it would be fun for the listeners to hear a little bit about that and to go on this journey to the Sphinx and find out about the teaching.
Well, one of the things that I always get so struck by is how an individual, someone like yourself, Danielle, who works with people so that each and every one of us can get to explore our fullness, so to speak. But what I'm always struck by is, you know, I sit on the other side of this, and I listen to, you know, Dr. Friedman, of course, and I've listened to you talk about these journeys. And yet it is so special, but you talk about it as if this was just another day in the life of what you do. What that means to me is you're so integrated into these energies. This has become, you know, so natural for you. And yet this is such a powerful, powerful energy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And really what a blessing to be able to do what we love and to have our satellite office be Egypt. I mean, how cool is that?
Wow, I don't know too many people that can say that. That is great. You know, and then, you know, this is not just about let's go to Egypt and then let's forget about it. Isn't it important to have daily practice? And don't each of you in the work that you do, don't you emphasize that?
Very much, yeah. You know, and daily practice, when it's done in a way that is about honoring yourself and in a way that feels like I'm going to really attend to my inner being, is joyful. It's something that you really want to do. It's a sign of really taking care of yourself. And often daily practice for people is misunderstood as, oh, it's work, it's a chore. And so we always try to make daily practices interesting and make daily practices something that really feels uplifting and not something that feels, you know, hard or feels, you know, maybe mundane or boring or any kind of those things. And we actually have a giveaway for a daily practice. So if people are interested in not only reading an excerpt out of Danielle's book, but also get a guided meditation, a daily practice to live from the heart. It's about 20 minutes.
8 minutes.
Oh, sorry, 8 minutes. 8 minute MP3 downloads people can receive when they go to Egypt is calling. That's in one word, egyptiscalling.com/Dr. Pat, also in one word, drpat.shtml. So it is, again, egyptiscalling.com/Dr. Pat.shtml. And if you sign up there, you will be guided to this meditation, and it's a fabulous meditation, and an excerpt out of Danielle's book.
Well, you know, and we have also, right now, we're going to be taking our listeners on a journey as well, because you've provided us with this incredible meditation that we're going to listen to. And before we play that, one of the things that I wanted to make sure that our listeners know is that these trips are beautiful in what you experience, but they're also opportunities for people to deal with issues of money and love and health and whatever else is going on, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And people really make deep transformations, and the way we know it is that we are pretty much in touch still with everybody who went to our journeys. We have either regular phone bridges where we meet, or we actually have physical meetings for the people who live in the area in Seattle. And it's such a delight and such a gift to hear how Egypt and the transformations that occurred there are still unpacking themselves on and on and on. So it's almost like you're gaining the momentum, and that snowball effect, although it's Egypt, but that snowball effect is just keep on rolling, and life will never be the same. And that's really just, for us, something we are really grateful for, because it shows that such a journey, such an immersion can have a deep, deep impact, and has a deep impact in somebody's life.
Well, Danielle, take us on this journey so that we can play the meditation.
Well, you know, I think about the pilgrimages that people have been taking for a really long time, and it's an internal journey while taking an external journey. And so this clip is from the journey to the Sphinx, and it brings the Sphinx to the listeners. So I think you can just play it, and and people can experience it directly.
So this is only a small, the whole journey is
27 minutes,
so this is only 2 minutes. But what I love about this journey, and I'm really objective here, is that when you do this journey, you're actually not just sitting and, you know, letting the words just resonate with you. You're actually mm-hmm. really actively involved in the journey. You're writing, you're moving.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is a fantastic, phenomenal journey, and it's a part of the upcoming book. So, you know, you get that with a book, which is just, I think, amazing.
Well, let's play it. Let's go right into it. Let's see if we can cue it up and invite all of you to take this 2 minute or so journey with us.
Being in the presence of the Sphinx is like being in the presence of your fully turned on and actualized self. The Sphinx is a mirror of your wholeness, your perfection, your brightness, and your vastness. This mirror image reflects back to you, and you receive it at the level of your skin. Feel the transmission, the download that you are receiving from the Sphinx. There is only one you. Nobody else is exactly like you. You are a beautiful orchestra of experiences, textures, colors, vibrations that all create an exquisite pattern, a vibratory, complex, holographic key. As you receive this transmission from the Sphinx, hear the heartbeat of the Sphinx. Sounds like a drumbeat, beckoning you to move with the heartbeat of the Sphinx. Slowly begin to move from lying down to standing up, taking the time that you need to make this transition from physically lying down to physically standing up. Once you are standing, allow your body to flow, to unwind, and move in any way that it desires. Allow your body to lead you on this sacred journey. Holding sacred postures is an ancient tradition to access higher states of consciousness. Your body, your being, is the key that unlocks this ancient information available at the Sphinx.
Voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Bella Genza Extraordinary Hair Care provides a complete line of natural professional products. Your hair is your number one accessory, so make sure you treat it right with the finest blend of natural food-grade fusion ingredients. Bella Genza provides you with a luxurious experience and high-quality ingredients in a base of aloe and plant juices. Visit BellaGenza.com and receive 10% off when you order online. Just enter Dr. Pat, D-R-P-A-T. That's BellaGenza.com, BellaGenza.com.
Are you feeling a little lost, powerless to overcome your challenges? Dawn Stansfield is a compassionate healer and intuitive messenger who focuses on your self-empowerment by examining current-day circumstances, whether they are past, present, or future. She offers practical tools to help you overcome difficult situations and move forward in your life path. For a private consultation, contact Dawn today at 425-453-8180 or visit dawnsvision.com.
Do you know how to live courageously? Have you mastered your own mind power to create abundance in every area of your life? With Dr. Joanne White's empowering seminars and books, you'll supercharge your own abilities. The success doc, author, speaker, life, and business coach will help you transform your life and exceed your expectations. Call 1-877-DOC-WHITE or visit docwhite.org to live your dreams right now.
Perfco Green. Biodegradable by nature, green by choice. Traditional trash bags stay in our landfills and pollute the earth for over 800 years or more. Perfco Green trash bags disappear naturally within 2 years and leave nothing harmful behind. Convert your home, school, and business to Perfco Green. Now available at Walgreens, Amazon.com, OfficeMax, and other local stores. Visit PerfGoGreen.com. That's PerfGoGreen.com.
Can you imagine a world where noodles are calorie-free? For centuries, Japanese women have eaten these noodles. Now this Japanese miracle noodle is available in the United States at MiracleNoodle.com. As seen on ABC News, this noodle made only of soluble fiber has zero net carbs and zero calories. Imagine the possibilities. Now you know why it's called Miracle Noodle. Add noodles back into your diet guilt-free at MiracleNoodle.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show. I hope you got to hear that excerpt, that meditation, from Danielle Rama Hoffman joining us here today along with Dr. Friedemann Schaub. You know, this is the journey to Egypt's temples of light. And it really is a physical journey, but it's also a spiritual journey. And we're talking about the power of this. There also is this amazing, amazing free download that you can get if you simply go to the website egyptiscalling.com and /drpat.shtml. Go ahead and do that. I will send out, you know, a Twitter message for those of you that would prefer it that way. But the point is, you can immediately step in to the magical and mystical energy that both Friedemann and Danielle bring to us. Thank you both for joining the show today. What a great conversation. And Danielle, oh my goodness, you have to be completely in awe of what you're creating through the book and your message and the healing powers of this.
Yeah, it is definitely, beyond words is what I would say.
You know, so when we step in and say yes to this upcoming tour, which is in May of 2010, and it's important we give out that information, you know, I want to ask you, what is so special, Dr. Friedemann, what is so special about this upcoming tour? What excites each of you about this tour as opposed to other tours perhaps that you've done?
Well, our tours, I find, of course, are very special in a lot of ways. You know, what we bring to the tours, the way they are orchestrated in terms of having this beautiful mixture between Egyptology, visiting the sites, having meditations and work at the sites, but then also having always support meetings and circles where we're continuously integrating, because it's deep and it's important what happens on the tour. Most or very often we have the sites actually for ourselves. The sites, that means that we have these special arrangements where we are able to go to the Temple of Philae early in the morning without anybody else there at sunrise, or temples where we go at night after the doors are closed. So we have the Great Pyramid 2 hours for ourselves, and what that does is just that the energy at the place is pure. It's not diluted. You don't have the feeling there are hundreds of people around you that all take pictures and you just, you know, get a little bit mixed up with all the energies that are around you, you really feel this is how those temples and those sites were supposed to be experienced in a very deep, deep way. And that's, I think, very special in itself. But maybe will be extra special because we have, and this doesn't happen very often, we have the opportunity to travel down the Nile for 5 days in a private sailing yacht. And it's a luxury sailing yacht. It's a yacht that only holds 18 people. And so only our group will be on that sailing yacht. And we have the opportunity to stay at little villages in the middle of nowhere. And this way also learn to know the Egyptian life that usually you don't see as a tourist. And our Egyptologist, who is an Egyptian with all his heart, he shows us places where really off the beaten track, where nobody else goes to. And that in itself is just such a special experience. So we can't wait to go into this journey, this cruise down the Nile, because the Nile for us became like a temple in itself.
Oh, I can only imagine what that is going to be like. What an adventure.
It is.
And it's not just an adventure in the physical, of course it is, but it's an adventure in, you know, the integration of body, mind, and spirit.
Yes.
It's hard to even ask you the question about what you would think people could expect. But what I want to ask you is, how are each of you going to direct and guide people to experience the magic? What kinds of things will you be exploring with the individuals on this trip that have to do with their own healing journey?
Well, before each journey, we always meditate and really connect to the particular group that's coming and design the meditations and the ceremonies for the people that are with us and what they're wanting and what their intentions are. And I think that sacred travel, you know, a key component to that is being intentional, is being mindful. And so, you know, before we even leave, we have a meeting with the people going, and we set the energies, and we talk about, you know, what is their intention. And then when they arrive, we, you know, have an opening circle, and really just throughout the entire journey have this process where we're having these circles, these informational preparatory circles about the temples and what's coming. And then while at the sacred sites, we do ceremonies and meditations and initiations. And I think Friedemann and I also are really strong believers in the fact that, you know, Egypt, it does her thing. You know, that there's a remembering that we can facilitate and create an opening, but it's such a personal and deep experience for each individual. And so we always try to create opportunities for people to have a direct connection themselves, as well as provide, you know, like, I'll do a body reading on the bus on the way to the temple to help people prepare their energies. And, you know, Friedemann might guide them into hypnosis or a timeline in order to complete something or to tap into something. So it's really all weaved in together.
But the nice thing is that I feel it all builds upon each other. It's a little bit like an ascension spiral where you start at one place, which is a Sphinx, and we are ending at the Giza Plateau again, at the Great Pyramid, and where everything comes together. But throughout the journey, there is a theme that we follow, and in that theme, there is just an expansion that happens. I mean, I remember many times where people came to us, and we do take pictures right at the Sphinx, and then we do take pictures outside of the Great Pyramid, and you almost don't recognize the people anymore because there is such a difference in the way their faces are and the way they're lighting up and the way they're just much more themselves. I cannot explain it other than there is an inner magic that happens.
Well, one of the things that I wanted to ask you, and let me get the question out before the break, is you take these trips, and, you know, we're talking about this from a very, very beautiful place. But I often wonder if something happens on these trips, either, you know, with yourselves or other people, that is completely unexpected. Have you ever been shocked?
Yeah, definitely. Well, shocked in a good way.
Yeah, shocked in a good way, but, you know, but still like, oh, no, did that, like, really happen?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely pinch me. It just reminds me of this, you know, car-sized comet that we saw early one morning. It was a falling star the size of a car. And, you know, that's just, like, unbelievable. And stuff like that, by the afternoon, nobody was even talking about it anymore because so much had happened since then.
Yeah, that was quite amazing. You know, we were early morning on this little boat that took us across the Nile to the Temple of Philae, which is really the temple of Isis, and Isis represents unconditional love. And as we go across the Nile, somebody says, oh, look. And, you know, it's almost like in those, you know, in those movies where you see the comets coming across the sky. It looked like a special effect, but it was real. And there was this amazing, with a long tail, fiery ball, just across the temple, across the area where Philae is, and it was, you know, one of those pinch me moments. And again, as Danielle said, so much happened during the time on Philae in Isis temple that we all had forgotten until somebody mentioned it again. So you can imagine what happens also that, you know, is beyond words. And it's almost like a little overload, which is good. Because,
it is,
you know,
kind of good. You know, it's that, you know, vibrational overload in the right direction. We're going to take a short break on the Dr. Pat Show. I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile, joined here by Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama-Hoffman. When we come back, we'll be talking about the writing of the book, The Temples of Light. We'll be talking about what this means to say yes to a journey, whether it's a magical journey in Egypt as the one we're talking about, but what's it like to live your dream, and how can Egypt help you fulfill that? We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Lights go out and I can't be seen. Tides that I tried to swim against.
Did you know Greek Oats yogurt is a good source of protein? Each serving of Greek Oats yogurt provides 5 grams of protein. When you consume Greek Oats yogurt 3 times a day, you're getting more than 20% of the daily recommended protein value. That's great news. So don't forget to pack a Greek Oats yogurt for lunch today. For more information, visit GreekOatsYogurt.com and AnnaLuke.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Are you tired of being overweight and nothing you try can get you to lose the weight and keep it off? What if there was a way to lose the weight that didn't involve dieting, buying other people's food, counting points, or having risky surgery? I'm Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis to share some successes from people just like you. Janine Crosby lost 89 pounds in 10 months. Brenda Eckel lost 75 pounds and went from a size 22 to a size 8. She is completely free from her insulin for diabetes. Becky Miller lost 65 pounds and went from a size 18 to a 6. Bill Birdsong lost 105 pounds and a total of 14 inches off his waist. His pant size went from a 50 to a 36. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That number again is 888-311-7157.
Are you living your life to the max? Is there anything you would like to change about how you feel or what you're experiencing? You can have anything you want, and empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you the way. Living your life to the max is more than a catchphrase. It's what we intended when we came into this life. Empowerment psychic medium Linda Dickinson online at inmyfuture.com. For private sessions, call 800-206-9096. Live your life to the max. Margaret McElroy is an internationally recognized psychic, medium, and gifted spiritual teacher, graduating hundreds of students from five continents, a popular magazine and newspaper clairvoyant from nearly a dozen publishing houses. She's authored eight books and hosted syndicated radio shows on over 30 stations around the world. Margaret says there's never been such a thirst for metaphysical knowledge. Check out her website at margaretmcelroy.com. That's Margaret, MCELROY.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show. Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman joining me here today. Egypt is calling. I want to make sure that everybody has this free offer. As a matter of fact, during the break, I just went and got mine. www.egyptiscalling.com/drpat.shtml. And once you get there, you'll be able to, you know, get an excerpt from the Temples of Light. You'll also be able to see a picture of the cover, and you will get a sense of what this book is about. This book has been, as we mentioned earlier, written by Danielle Rama Hoffman, and so you'll be able to take a look, a sneak peek at what she's created. The book also, or this free download, also includes a daily practice for living from the heart. So that audio recording is also available to you, and I have downloaded my version of that as well. Danielle, you know, and Friedemann, thank you so much for joining us today. You know, let's talk about this journey, the journey that people will take with you as they read the book.
Well, the subtitle to the book, which is a little bit of a mouthful, but is an initiatory journey into the heart teachings of the Egyptian mystery schools. And so it's really, you know, a journey of elevation and consciousness, of opening the heart, and, you know, that each of the sacred temples has a heart teaching to offer. And in the excerpt, you know, it's from the chapter on the Temple of Kamumbo, and the Temple of Kamumbo is unique because it's dedicated, half of the temple is dedicated to one god, Horus, and the other half is dedicated to another god, Sobek. And so the heart teaching of the Temple of Kamumbo is about neutral energy, which I think is such an important teaching as the shift in consciousness is happening, the planet's accelerating, duality seems to be intensifying. You know, how do we really stay neutral? It's not that the negative and the positive go away, but the neutrality comes in so that you can be even more expansive, larger, and include the positive and the negative together. So that's an example of one of the tools, which I just think is so amazing, because life still happens, but the orientation of how you approach it is different from that place of neutrality.
And, you know, we're getting really hit with polarities right now. You know, we're getting hit with some moments of you know, positive energies and vibration, and then moments of not. So, you know, what is it that we need to do to kind of, you know, hang out and get at that place of neutrality?
Yeah, and I think that that's really, you know, par for the course. As, you know, if you look at it on a quantum physics level or on a vibratory level, as you're moving or as we're moving into a higher vibration, then that which is moving more slowly has to accelerate to keep up, to be included into the whole. And so you have to bring your body with you. You have to include all aspects. And so, you know, I think that when people are experiencing those moments of high vibration and then really low vibration, however they would experience that, that that's a sign that they're actually moving into that higher vibration. And so, you know, the daily practice of living from the heart that is in the free MP3 download is a guided meditation to really utilize your breath in equal parts, inhaling and exhaling in equal parts, and putting energy into the heart, because the heart field is that natural place where neutrality can come from.
And what I think is so fabulous about the book is that you're able to experience with this book something that usually you would only be able to experience when you are in Komambo. But Danielle was able just to really capture the essence and capture the energy of Komambo in this journey and in the writing, that it really allows you to literally have Egypt in your living room. But if you are in Egypt, and if you are at the Temple of Komambo, there is a center line between the temple that's, or the side of the temple that's dedicated to the light, which is Horus, which is the falcon, and the darkness, which is Sobek, which is the crocodile god. And that center line is a line of neutrality. Now, you know, I am a researcher, but I'm also a believer, because when I went to that place, every time I go into this neutrality line, my mind is absolutely free from any kind of positive or negative thinking. It's free from any kind of, you know, just a sense of tension or a sense of being pulled. It is still, it is calm, it is neutral. It's unbelievable. And just by being there, there is something that's almost like you're entering into a different dimension. And, you know, we do this, actually. We ask people to go there without necessarily, you know, telling them what's going on, and just have them experience it. And
well,
throughout the experiences, everybody describes the same thing. So there is something that goes beyond just knowing this is, you know, a neutral space. It is just there, even if you don't know it, because you experience it.
Well, thank you. I want to thank you both for joining the show. Let's give out the website one more time. Thank you both. And Danielle, wow, much success on your upcoming book.
Thank you. And I just wanted to mention that it comes out in November, but it's available for, if people want to buy it, at innertraditions.com.
Innertraditions.com?
Yes.
Okay, great. And
Egypt is
Calling is the website for the upcoming trip, May 9th through the 23rd, 2010. Thank you so much, both of you, for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And don't forget, for more about the Dr. Pat Show, go to www.thedrpatshow.com. And don't forget the download, egyptiscalling.com/drpatsh.shtml. All right, everybody, what a great show. What's calling you? What are you going to do today to help another person? How will you make a difference in your world and the world of others? Don't think about that too long. Get out there and do something. We'll see you next time.
Tides that I tried to swim against brought me down upon my knees.
Thank you for listening to The Dr. Pat Show, radio to thrive by. To contact Dr. Pat, visit thedrpatshow.com. Tune in next Thursday for another dynamic hour of The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.